Hello, I'm Barbara Brighton.
And I'm Mark O'Toole.
Mark,
yes?
Let's tell our viewers about the exciting program we have for them this week on Anthem Alive.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great show. We start with Bob Goldberg's interview on Scott Bauer, Anthem's artist in residence. Scott discusses a series of his paintings he calls The Art of Inspiration.
Which you are to me. That sounds like a very interesting interview. Next up is the annual Rose Regatta Dragon Boat Race at Lake Las Vegas, where money is raised for a very good cause. You know, when I first came here, Mark, I had no idea where Lake Las Vegas was.
Or no money. Then reporter George Meese and videographer Jim Jaworski provide coverage of the dedication of Veterans Hall. It's located at Anthem Center, just inside the front entrance. Did you get
spit
that?
Spit it out, yes.
I haven't had my coffee
yet. Oh, spit it
Thank
out.
Thank you, Sean.
Mark, have you ever played table tennis? Well, members of the Sun City Anthem Table Tennis Club are going to tell us just how much fun it is.
Following that is a segment featuring a very popular group that is part of the Performing Arts Club. It's called Reader's Theater.
Oh.
And I hear their shows are very, very funny,
now,
unlike us.
Unlike you admit. We finished with a tip from Tori Crum entitled Staying on Track. Is that the walking track, I wonder? So now that we have tempted you with what you will see and hear in this week's show, we encourage you to please stay tuned for
Anthem
Alive.
Welcome to Anthem Alive, your weekly video magazine. I'm so happy to be co-hosting today with my friend Barbara Brighton.
You better say that.
Yeah, she's a singer, a comedian, an accomplished actress, and her TV stints include General Hospital, Heart to Heart, Archie Bunker's Place, and Superior Court.
And a thousand other things.
Of course. Okay, cool. She's been called Florida's answer to Joan Rivers.
I'm Joan Rivers.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And you too, you're so sweet. What's your name?
I'm Rebecca.
Rebecca, what's your name?
Alisa.
Alisa, turn into the camera, everybody, and tell me who you're wearing.
And has reinvented herself as one of the top country's stand-up comedians. She's incredible. And not only that, folks, I have to tell you, I mean, I'm not supposed to really go off too much, but you're a nice person too, and I love you.
Thank
you're
you.
Special. Thank you. Care about everybody. Oh, she really is, folks. She goes to every benefit. She helps so many people who are in their need. And not many people do that in this town. Trust me, I've been here for many years. And Barbara, you are a jewel. You really are. And I'm not just saying that.
Am I a diamond?
No, not yet.
In the rough?
Not yet. Not even that. She grew up in Boston.
That's right.
Me too. I'm from Boston. And she was from the ghetto. I was from the good side.
I'm the ghetto.
She studied ballet, jazz dancing, and piano, even though she can't even walk right now. Her singing and acting abilities took her to Broadway, where she appeared in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Mm-hmm. Camelot, mm-hmm. The Unsinkable Molly Brown, mm-hmm. Milk and Honey. Las Vegas saw Barbara at both the Desert Inn.
When it existed.
I remember, I used to play there too, and Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
In LA, she produced and hosted her own television talk show. We're delighted that she lives here, and even more delighted that she shares her talent with us on Anthem Alive.
Don't you love him? He's incredible. Listen, you know, I don't even have to do anything. I'm just gonna hang around with Mark. He's the best. Thanks, Mark. And I'm also going to return what you said about me about you. I, too, am so glad we can co-host this show together. Mark O'Toole has headlined at almost every casino and nightclub in Las Vegas, and he's the recipient of numerous entertainment and humanitarian awards. I have never gotten an award. I'm so disgusted. Do you think you'd give me an award?
I just gave you one.
Well,
what do you
want? You've got to give me like a trophy or something.
Here.
A golden globe.
Here, you're shining. Here.
Oh, thank you. His voice has been described as...
Hold it up.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you so much for this. I've worked so hard
Not
for
too
this.
High.
I don't know what to say. Thank my producer.
Okay.
I'll thank my...
Just get on with me. It's about me right now. Okay.
Shut up. Described as, his voice has been described as part velvet. Really? What is that like? Part gravel. I don't see that. And all taut emotion, ideally suited to perform the songs of the great American songbook.
Looks like we made it. We left each other on the way to another.
And what I really can say about every time I've seen you, Mark, is, and this is really off the cuff, how the audience just loves to you. No matter what you do, they love you. You could be singing with a computer or a live band. They love this man.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate, very blessed.
I wonder why. You are blessed.
I'm blessed.
Because it's you. It's your heart.
That's right.
And Mark appeared on Star Search, where he beat out a 5-time winner. Who was that, Mark?
I don't know. He's a loser now, so we don't even talk about him. We don't talk about the losers. That's probably nobody talks
That's
about
right.
us.
That's right.
Right, okay.
That's why he didn't get any awards.
I know.
In Las Vegas, he was named Best Male Vocalist. 3 times. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's terrific.
That's not great. Now listen.
What?
I've been here 25 years.
Yeah.
That's only 3 times.
But there are great singers here. Yeah. That's a big award.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Clint Holmes wins everything. Hi, Clint.
Well.
Love you, Clint.
Well.
Okay, good.
But this was 2013 Entertainer of the Year. But what happened to 14th, 15th, 16th?
Once again, Clint's still living. Okay, go ahead.
By the Entertainment Consumers Exchange. Prior winners include, this is pretty good,
yeah,
Bobby Darin,
yeah.
Louis Prima, and The Letterman. Mark was also named Las Vegas Lounge Performer of the Year for 2011 and again in 2013. What happened to 2012?
Again.
What a pleasure to be sharing hosting duties with my friend Mark.
Now that you know a little bit about us, let's get started on today's show. Coincidentally, we start this week on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, and words like love, kindness, and charity do come to mind. SCA resident artist Scott Bauer takes these words to another level by including them in his artwork. Let's find out about Scott's art of inspiration, direct from his studio located near Liberty Center.
With his own studio here in Anthem, Scott Bauer can take his painting into another level. His paintings reflect the interest he has in science, math, and art.
I kind of follow where the art leads me. I had a research and development company where I did mass spectrometer inlet systems for doing high-speed analysis of organic pollutants in water. And it had some industrial process applications as well.
How did that play into your artwork?
It didn't really. I mean, I would have never considered myself to be an artist. I'm not the sort of a person that sits around and doodles or sketches or draws or paints or does anything. I mean, you know, my entire life, the last time I picked up a paintbrush, I think, was in grade school. And so I would, if somebody had told me 10 years ago that I would be making a living as an artist, I would have told them they're out of their mind, because I don't have an artistic bone in my body. It occurred to me one day that I could take a word and embed it in one of these paintings and kind of hide it in such a way that when you first look at it, you don't notice the word is there, but after you look at the painting for a while, it's like, oh, there's a word there. And it pops out. And I did a test one as a Christmas present for one of our friends in Austin, who was living in Austin, and I liked the way it came out, and so I started doing a series of these. And I chose inspirational words, and I started out with words that are common values in cultures across the world. I mean, these are universal things. It doesn't matter whether you are, you know, a Cambodian or an American or a Canadian or, you know, a German or whatever. They all value these same words, and they're things like love, faith, hope, charity, forgiveness, hospitality. These are all values that are universal across mankind. And so I started with those and then went into some other things that are inspirational in nature but not quite so spiritually connected, like kindness, for instance. It's a very simple concept, but it's an important word. And then I started grouping these together into a group of paintings that I dubbed The Art of Inspiration. That's what I called the series. And my intention originally was to, I wanted to have 30 of these paintings done, and I was going to present them to museums and give it to a museum for free to show as a sort of a social engagement thing, where people could come in and they could be inspired by these words, and the verbiage that goes along with it in the artist statement is challenging them to consider what these words mean to them, and how they're universal across mankind. And you know, because it's so easy nowadays to be marginalized groups of people based on, frankly, petty things.
This one is respect. This is the one that I'm currently working on. And I've already drawn it out with the pencils, and now it's a matter of coming in and painting it. And once I draw this stuff, then everything else is done by hand. And it's quite time consuming, actually, trying to get round corners, straight lines, things like that.
I come up with an idea, I start working on it, and I have to see it through all the way to the end. And that's the way I do them. I don't do anything in between working on a painting. I have to finish it, then I can do something else. Mm-hmm. And if, God forbid, I should pick up a canvas and draw a line on it or something like that, then I'm screwed. I'm sorry, honey, I can't, you know, fix this right now. I have to finish this painting. So, that's the way it is.
Bob Goldberg, SEATV, Anthem Alive.
Wow, Scott, how inspiring. I loved hearing his thoughts on his art and paintings. How lucky we are to have people like Scott living right here in our community.
You're right, Barbara. Up next is the Rose Regatta Dragon Boat Race from Lake Las Vegas. It's held annually in October, the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This fun-filled activity helps raise funds for free breast cancer screenings and support services at Dignity Health St. Rose Dominican. Let's watch.
Hi, I'm Sherry Weaver, the president of the Dragon Boat Racing Association Group of Nevada. We're here today at the Rose Regatta Races to have several of our teams race and participate to help breast cancer awareness. I'm a breast cancer survivor myself and have been racing for 8 years. We have 7 teams with the Dragon Boat Racing Association Group of Nevada, and please come out, join our club, come out and practice, play, enjoy your time on the water. It's a multi-generational sport, so you can have your parents, yourself, your children, grandparents, all come out and have some good activity.
On October 14th, Lake Las Vegas hosted the 9th annual Rose Regatta Dragon Boat Festival. The place was packed with spectators, dragon boat teams, vendors, and entertainers, all of them taking part in the St. Rose Regatta. The regatta is a charitable event raising funds to provide free clinical breast exams, mammograms, ultrasounds, surgical consultations, and biopsies to both women and men who lack adequate health care coverage or the financial means to obtain them. The event has gained immense popularity. There are more teams than ever participating not only from the local Nevada community, but also from many other states in Canada. Corporate and individual donations have also grown since the first festival 8 years ago. Modern dragon boating traces its origin from Chinese tradition. It has evolved into a fun, competitive sport that is enjoyed by everyone, from 12 years old to many in their 80s. Whenever breast cancer survivor teams take part in a race, a special ceremony at Dragon Boat Festivals is dedicated to them. Called Flower Ceremony, or Flowers on the Water, flowers are tossed on the water by the survivors and supporters to honor the men and women who are still in the fight and to remember those lost. A few words are spoken to reflect on their fight and remember loved ones. The participation of breast cancer survivor teams in Dragon Boat Festivals is a testament to the benefit of paddling for their physical health and social well-being.
Talk about charity. Cancer is surely one of the most horrible of diseases, mm-hmm. but look what love and kindness can do. Bless all those survivors that participate in this annual event. And for that, I'm going to, Mark, would you share?
Well, as most of my friends know here, I've been here for 25 years, and in 2007, I was given 3 weeks to live. And here I am today. I'm healthy, thank God, with all the prayers that people have said around the world and with the doctors that saved my life, I am here to say I am a survivor. So congrats to the survivors out there. There is hope for you, and we pray for you. And due to technical difficulty while we were filming, the sound portion of our next segment was damaged, but the video was just fine, and we thought you should see it. So let's watch this dedication without sound, but with much respect.
But I'm not finished. I'm going to talk about charity a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Because Mark was telling you about his survival, and Mark also cares about so many other people. And I remember doing the benefit for your friend and mine, Janine Marie at Club Fortune.
Janine Marie, she's a very, very well-known entertainer
what
in town.
What a strong...
And she's one of the icons and legends in this town. She's played with Streisand and Sinatra. And we want to wish her the best.
And nobody is stronger than Janine.
That's right.
And I was pleased to be on that show with you. But I have to say that you spearhead so many beautiful, beautiful things, Mark. And if it weren't for you, those performers would not have shown up and done that for Janine.
Sure they would.
And
sure
it's because of Mark O'Toole.
Oh, please.
Reporter George Meese brings us up to date on what has been officially designated Veterans Hall. It's located in Anthem Center just inside the front door. The movement for this dedication began in late fall 2011 during a conversation among Bill Campbell, Roger Cooper, and Dave Leonard regarding the addition of a third wooden wall plaque to list the names of all resident veterans.
Because so many residents of Sun City Anthem are veterans, it was decided to honor them and show to those veterans that their sacrifice and service are appreciated.
1 year ago, the area where the names of SCA veterans are posted was unofficially called Veterans Hall. Now, it's official.
What a great tribute to our veterans.
I'm told that the Sun City Anthem Veterans Club has well over 400 active members. They and all who follow are surely worthy of this honor. Now we have an update from the Sun City Anthem Table Tennis Club with the club president, Victoria Van Fossen, Rich Giroux, member of the board of directors, and coach Mark Kraut. I really don't think they like it when you call this sport ping pong. Let's take a look.
As you can see, we're trying to hit every ball cross court, and we're trying to go ahead and repeat the same stroke over and over again.
Anthem Table Tennis Club is a very friendly club and is good for all ages and all skill levels. And we welcome everybody who wants to improve their table tennis games.
I've been a member of the Anthem Table Tennis Club since January of 2003. The club was formed in June of 2002 with 40 members. Currently, we're now over 120.
I joined the Anthem Table Tennis Club right after I moved here, which is almost 10 years ago.
I joined the Table Tennis Club back in 2013 when I relocated, retired out here in Anthem.
Well, I've been playing the table tennis since 2001.
I'd like to talk a little bit about our activities that we have at the club. One night each week, we have our table tennis robot set up where people can practice strokes and improve their game. Also each week we have round robins. Sometimes they're singles round robins, sometimes they're doubles round robins, but these are great opportunities to have a fun time and meet new members. So it's a great way for new members to the club to meet other new players. We also have a tournament held within the club, inter-club tournament. It's held once a year, usually in the springtime. And it's a good, fun opportunity. There's prizes. We have a luncheon. It's just a really good, fun time get together.
Like most people, I started basically a beginner because I hadn't played since I was a child. We have coaches here to teach you how to play the game.
There are all different levels of players here. I was a very serious player from Chicago, and I'm actually one of the club coaches, as you can probably see on my shirt, okay? I find that there are all different types of players here. Some are very serious, some are laid back, just looking to get some exercise. We welcome anyone who wants to come and meet new people, And I think it's a great opportunity, if you love the game of table tennis, to really get out and get off the couch, get some exercise. I think it's a very good opportunity, and I encourage anyone to join.
We have a robot that you can practice on, and I can tell you that in 10 years, I have had, I don't know, probably thousands of hours of fun playing this game, and I have made some really, really good friends.
As the club coach, one of the things that we cover in our monthly workshops is how to hit forehands. Here's a demonstration of counter-driving forehands. As you can see, we're trying to hit every ball cross court, and we're trying to go ahead and do the same, repeat the same stroke over and over again. In this case, we're trying to set each other up and try to hit as many balls as we can. Now the next thing we're going to do is a defensive shot, which is called a lob shot. Come on, Vic.
Okay, let's go. Shannon, let's go. 0-1. 1-0.
2-1.
I play every night. It's a wonderful game. A lot of friendship here. A lot of fun. So come and join us and have some fun with us. And you're going to feel better and healthier. This is the club you should join. Okay, I love this club.
We welcome anybody who wants to play the game. Come and join our club. You can come to meet us every night from Monday to Friday, or on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're here. Or you can contact us at anthemtabletennisclub@gmail.com.
Table tennis is more exercise than one might think. You know, every time I play that fakakta game, my balls go right off the table. I don't even know.
Mine too, and I'm not even having a paddle.
Shut up.
Okay, so.
What? That doesn't
can
sound
I say
right.
That?
Four. Oh, wait a minute. That's golf. What do table tennis players say when a ball is headed your way?
I don't know what, Barbara.
Me either, but it does sound like a lead into some jokes. Up next is a short excerpt from the latest installment of Reader's Theater, where they tell jokes.
Uh-huh. Like this. Why should a married man forget his mistakes?
I don't know. Why?
Because there is no sense in two people remembering the same thing.
I don't get it.
Is that a joke? It wasn't us. It's his over here. He's the only one laughing.
I don't get that.
Okay.
Funny. I called a wrong number by mistake, and the lady who answered said, "Incontinence hotline. Can you hold, please?"
Why does a golfer wear two pairs of pants?
Why?
In case he gets a hole in one.
Okay,
very funny. So let's hear some more funny stuff. Funny stuff.
Yeah, really.
From the latest Reader's Theater show.
An old man was sitting at the bar staring at his drink when a large, troublemaking biker steps up next to him, grabs his drink, and gulps it down in one swig. And menacingly says,
"Thanks, old fart.
What? You gonna do something about it?
I had a day I don't even wish on you. I lost my job today, and I'm too old to find another. I went to the parking lot and discovered my car had been stolen, and I don't have any insurance. I left my wallet in the cab I took home. I found my freaking wife in bed with a postman, and then my little dog bit me. So I came to this bar to work up the courage to put an end to it all. I buy a drink, drop a capsule in it, and sit here watching the poison dissolve. Then you show up and drink the whole thing. But enough about me. How is your day going?"
Well, Paddy, I'm so glad you decided to come to confession.
What made you decide to do it?
I got to be honest with you, Father. A while back, I misplaced me hat, and I really, really love that hat. I know that McGlynn had a hat just like me hat, and I knew that McGlynn comes to church every Sunday. I also knew that McGlynn had to take off his hat during Mass and figured he would leave it in the back of the church. So I was going to leave after communion and steal McGlynn's hat.
Well, Paddy, I noticed that you didn't steal McGlynn's hat. What changed your mind?
Well, after I heard your sermon on the Ten Commandments, I decided that I didn't need to steal McGlynn's hat after all.
Ah, after I talked about thou shalt not steal, you decided you'd rather do without the hat than break God's sacred commandment.
No, Father. After you talked about thou shalt not commit adultery, I remembered where I left me hat.
A 15-year-old Amish boy and his father were in my office building for the very first time. They were amazed by almost everything they saw, but especially by the elevator. The boy asked, "What is this, Father?" And the father said, "I've never seen anything like this in my life." Well, while the boy and his father were watching with amazement, a rather large, wrinkled old lady in a wheelchair moved up to the elevator door, pressed the button, the door opened, and she rolled in. The door closed, and the boy and his father watched the small numbers light up sequentially until they got to 18. And then the numbers began to light in reverse order until they got back down to 1. Finally, the doors opened up again, and a gorgeous 24-year-old blonde stepped out. The father, not taking his eyes off that young woman, said quietly to his son, "Go get your mother."
A wife was making a breakfast of fried eggs for her husband.
You know I'm going to need more butter than that. Will you please put in more butter? Now would be the right time to turn them. But you got to get more butter in. They're going to stick. I said turn them. Am I speaking a foreign language? Will the day ever come that you listen to me while you're cooking? You must be nuts. You got to get salt in there, and you got to do it now. This is not the first time you've forgotten the salt.
What the hell is wrong with you? You think I don't know how to fry a couple of eggs?
I just wanted you to know how it feels when I'm driving.
Oh, very funny.
This is what Carol Burnett used to do when they wanted to break up.
They're really funny, and they're a very talented group of people.
Yeah, right.
Hey, listen, that entire show, was almost 2 hours of uninterrupted laughter.
Just like this.
Yep, all acted out by members of the Performing Arts Club. If you missed the show, watch for the next one and get your tickets early.
Because it's almost as funny as this show.
Not really.
Next up is our fitness director, Tori Crum's tip called Staying on Track. It's about a New Year's resolution to lose weight and how to stick with it. Let's listen to Tori's advice. You already told me you lost 7 pounds.
I did.
Maybe, did you listen to her advice?
No.
Oh, okay.
So you've made your resolution to lose weight or get in better shape. How do you stick with it, you ask? Here are some very simple tips that can help keep you on track. Number one, make sure your goal is specific. Decide exactly how much weight you want to lose or how much strength or stamina you'd like to gain. Number two, talk to experts. Talk to the group exercise instructors or the personal trainers here at SEA about your plan and enlist their guidance. Number three, set a target date. Be specific and shoot for results on or before that date. Number four, stay positive. If you slip up and have that treat or miss a day of exercise, don't worry about it. Each day is a new day. Number four, avoid temptations. You know what the triggers are. Stay away from them. Tell your loved ones. The more people you have in your corner, the better chance you have of staying accountable. And lastly, don't give up. Every little positive change is a step in the right direction. You got this. Now go out and take on the day and get fit by staying active.
Oof! So, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to swear to God.
Please tell our viewers what you're up to these days.
Get the hell out of me.
What are you doing now?
I'm going to get an award. That's what I am up to this. I'm getting, this is my Golden Globe. It's a little white, but you know, that's it. So what am I doing these? Well, I have a couple of local. I'm out of my mind working with this guy because I'm crazy about him. But you're not as funny as me. I'm sorry, Marco. You sing better than me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, okay, yeah, good. So what are we talking about?
Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Okay, I'm doing a couple of local shows in January, and then I'm going to Florida again in the middle of February. So if you want to come, come with me. I'm doing some jobs for a couple of weeks. And that's it, unless somebody books. Actually, I can talk about something. You know, I'm an actress as well. And one of my agents booked me as Mrs. Claus this year. It was the
I saw the pictures.
Did you
Very
see
cute.
It? It was so funny. You know, as Santa Claus and That's Mrs. Right. Claus yes. in Container Park. I had a wonderful time. And now my agent called and asked me to be a grandmother. Why do I have to be a grandmother?
Yeah, what happened to the great
God.
Grandmother?
Oh, my God. It's like Shirley MacLaine. Grandmother, why would I want to be a grandmother? That's enough. How about Mark? Tell us what you're doing. I hope you're doing more than me.
Yeah, well,
I'm
very fortunate. I've been working a lot, as you know.
Yeah.
I'm always at Samstown now. Come and see me at Samstown with
Keith
Neal.
Is that as good as you can get, Samstown?
No, well, I love Samstown. It's packed. Every Tuesday, 6 to 9. And then I'm at Club Fortune every Wednesday. And starting next month, at Club Fortune 4 to 7. And then I'm doing my big Barry Manilow show with my orchestra. And I'll be doing
that. You have your own orchestra?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God.
I'll be up in Mesquite January 27th in a couple of weeks.
Need an opening act?
No. stop saying October. January 27th up in Mesquite. Come and see me. It's the Barry Manilow show. And guess what else?
What?
The Smith Center has just given me a green light. I'm producing a show with Sally Struthers.
Oh, so that's your friend.
Yeah, Sally, from All in the Family.
I know.
Of course.
I saw at your last concert, she was there.
She's terrific. So I got together with Sally, and we're going to do a show on her life. It's going to be called A Night with Sally Struthers, and I'll be hosting it.
And you'll be Meatball. Maybe you'll be Meatball.
No, Meatball, please.
Well, it's Rob Reiner, right?
Yeah, he was.
Meatball or Meatball?
Archie Bunker.
Like I don't remember.
Gene Stapp. I got to meet
something.
Wonderful, wonderful show. I want you all to keep your ears and be ready for that show. It's going to be a wonderful show. And I want to say thank you to Anthem Live for having Barbara and I.
You're so busy.
I am busy.
Too busy.
Yeah.
Needs an opening act, don't you think, guys?
No.
Yes, you do. Can we talk here?
No.
Yes, okay. We are both fortunate to be so busy, Mark. Let's tell our audience what they can look forward to for next week. What are you doing? You're lighting my hair on fire. I love it.
Next week, we will start with a piece about Pinochle, prepared by reporter Bob Goldberg.
Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what Pinochle is?
It's like strip poker.
I don't know what it is. Okay. What is it?
I don't know.
It's a card game, I guess. For old folks, right? Mm-hmm. Or young folks, I don't know. Then we will have a segment filmed at the Henderson Convention Center where Blue Star Mothers of Nevada fill stockings for our troops. You know, I did a lot of that in L.A. It is just wonderful to send everything overseas. It's the most wonderful feeling.
They should have sent you as well. Thank you. And that will be followed by Everyone's Got a Story. What's Yours? By reporter Donna Faust, who interviews SCA resident Lawrence Peterson.
Then Steve McCarthy will introduce us to our Veterans Day featured speaker, Harold Nabhan. And that will be, how'd you like to say that name?
Never again.
And that will be followed by Renee's Revelations reviewing the movie Wonder.
Plus a few other surprises that we know you'll enjoy.
Like us. Sounds like a really fabulous show.
Great show.
How do they do this every week?
I don't know.
How? The dedicated volunteers of SCA TV surely deserve some praise.
They certainly do, Barbara. A professional group of people for sure. From both of us and the entire SCA TV family, we hope you enjoyed this week's show and are looking forward to next week.
Bye for now.
Give me a smooch. Love you.
Love you too.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Let's do that again.
No.
No.
Once was enough.